My friends, we are in the midst of the COVID crisis, as I'm sure you're probably sick of hearing, and different people are proposing different solutions from all over the place. But did you know that Our Lady of Guadalupe, as you see I'm all decked out for her, is an answer to this situation, and she can bring us different solutions. Today's December 13th, the Feast of St. Lucy, but we just celebrated December 12th, the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and she has something to say to this COVID situation. So stick with me in this video as we explore this topic. As I always like to begin, let's begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of the Blessed Mother through her many apparitions, especially the one at Tepeyac in Mexico so many hundreds of years ago. We ask for the Blessed Mother's intercession under this title of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us. St. Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, I'm Alvaro Interiano with the channel Uniquely Mary, where we explore everything Blessed Mother through our faith, through apparitions, through the scriptures, through the writings of the saints, and even our own experiences. And today, just a short two-part series on Our Lady of Guadalupe. And before we even begin, just to kind of give my perspective on why there are so many apparitions. Why does Our Lady have so many, so to speak, looks and dresses? And it's the same reason why earthly women, you go into their closet, and most of them have a lot of different clothings and dresses. Why do they do that? Because each piece of clothing accents a different aspect or look of who they are. It brings out something from them that the other piece of clothing did not. That's maybe they don't even realize why they're doing that, but that's the reason. And it's so much more true in heaven. The different dresses or apparitions of the Blessed Mother highlight different aspects of who she is, God shining in her. So there are five things that Our Lady of Guadalupe brings to us today that we can learn from, especially for our situation in COVID and everything that's happening in the world right now. The first thing that happens that is so significant with that apparition is the conversion and evangelization that happens with all the people there. Did you know that in the 10 years after that apparition in 1531, there was 20 million conversions, nearly the conversion of the entire people of Mexico, whereas the Spanish had been there for many years, or perhaps a decade or more, and they had hardly any conversions, and they were working the hardest with the Spanish missionaries, maybe some other missionaries from other countries, nothing. They were not able to touch the hearts of those people. Whereas the Blessed Mother comes into this very difficult situation, and in a short 10 years, she's converting 20 million people. Can you imagine 2 million people entering the church year after year for 10 years? That's what we need right now. And Our Lady of Guadalupe has this particular aspect to us. The second thing that she brings to us is an end to the culture of death. Did you know that at the temples of the sun and of the moon, there near Mexico City, they were sacrificing nearly 80 to 100,000 people a year, especially at the height of their festivals, at the solar equinox and the summer equinox and the winter equinox. These were the high feasts where they were sacrificed the most people, especially they would go warring to different tribes, specifically to get victims for these temple sacrifices. And God wanted to stop this. And the Spanish, when they came, saw this as something terrible, but they didn't know what to do. When she came, that stopped instantly. The hearts of the Mexican people at that time, the Aztecs, were changed, and it ended the death of so many innocent people. The Blessed Mother can bring this to us now. You know, right now, we've, in about a year, how many hundreds of thousands of deaths have happened because of COVID? Maybe some needlessly, along with abortion and other unnecessary deaths. She brings this specific charism through this apparition to end death in our world. The third thing that she does is she is able to bring unity amongst different peoples. The Aztec people were so different than the Spanish. They had a completely different worldview. They had a different way of speaking. They even had a completely different way of writing that was totally unintelligible to the Spanish people. They had a totally different way of seeing everything. So when the Spanish people came, it was total conflict, probably even personality differences, temperament differences, the way they saw family. And yet she was able to unite those two completely different worlds into the one people that we know as a Mexican people. And actually, literally, they were united physically. You had the white Spanish and the darker skinned Aztecs. In those generations that followed came the lighter skinned, kind of mixed skinned mestizos that were beginning to be born through these different marriages that were happening. And now you have the Mexican people that were born from these two civilizations being united at the intercession of the Blessed Mother. The fourth thing that she brings, which is my personal favorite, is the Blessed Mother takes imperfect and broken, and in fact maybe instruments that we would otherwise throw away, and she does miraculous things with them. The two examples of this are St. Juan Diego and the Telma. The Telma, when you look at it, is the most imperfect, the most, maybe you can say, dare I say, worthless material for you to do any type of painting. Usually for painting you have to have this flat surface that's perfect, and it has to be primed and a layer painted over it for you to put this work of art. And this is the worst material you would use for painting. It's rough, has holes in it, it's transparent. And yet she took the very imperfections that were in that material and used it to make the Telma for the miraculous. The same with us. Many of us, when we think about evangelizing other people, we say, I can't, I don't know enough, I have so many sins, who am I? Specifically, the Blessed Mother can use your sins, your imperfections, your defects to do the miraculous. God is not blocked by our defects, but He can use them for His own benefits. The fifth thing that the Blessed Mother can bring to us right now is the gift of healing, especially through Our Lady of Guadalupe. They don't realize often, people forget the fifth apparition that took place to Juan Bernardino, St. Juan Diego's uncle. That was the first healing that Our Lady of Guadalupe did. She herself came to him. He was dying. She appeared to him, healed him, and from there, we can see that she brings this charism of healing that all of us are seeking. You know, we're talking right now about the vaccine, about finding ways to avoid COVID or to get rid of it, where we should place ourselves at the feet of the Blessed Mother. She did it before, nearly 500 years ago. She could do it again if we ask Our Lady of Guadalupe. Now, one more thing that I want to add, and this is something that I will expand upon in the second video, more details about these five aspects. But I also want to put forth the specific message that she says. Often we don't really hear about this and no one really summarizes it. But do you know that the way that the Aztecs spoke was through code? They didn't write with letters and things like that. They used symbols that pieced together would make this type of iconography that they would understand a whole message just by looking at one image. And Our Lady of Guadalupe was speaking to the Aztec people with code in the Telma, something that would have been totally lost on the Spanish. They would have seen that it was the Virgin Mary. They would have seen her as reflecting the woman clothed with the sun from the Book of Revelation, but they would have no clue what she was really speaking to them. So this is what she said, and I'm checking my notes over here because I want to be really accurate with what she was telling them. And as I'm doing this, I'm going to flash on the screen the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, pointing to the different parts that emphasize this. So the image says this: I'm greater than the sun. I'm greater than the moon. I'm the Empress of the universe and of the stars. I'm the mestizo Empress of the universe and the stars. I'm the Mother of God, and yet a virgin. He is greater than I. He wants to be your bread, and he wants to be in union with you. In fact, he wants to marry you. This is exactly what Our Lady of Guadalupe says in and through that image. And every Aztec that would have come before that image would have, in 30 seconds, understood that simply by looking at the code that was on there. My friends, I will unpack this message in our next video. Thank you for joining me, and have a blessed day.